Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection, October 14th, you believe it, 2020. It's an important month. I just released a prophetic word called the Urgent Call to Prayer for October. It's my Spirit Connection episode number 149. I invite you to watch that because of the things that I'm going to be talking about in this episode. Plus, it's going to help you to be able to know how to pray and receive what God has right now. So Lord, we pray that you would open up the heavens. We pray that the things that are in heaven will come to earth. On earth as it is in heaven, we would align ourselves now. We rise above every situation. We rise above the storm and the wars going on, you know, and things happen. We rise above and come into agreement with your peace and your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I heard the Lord actually on Yom Kippur. That's a day of atonement, September 28th. And quite often I get messages from God. I hear God all the time, but usually get something special on Yom Kippur. And I did. I heard the Lord say, I want you to raise up an army to pray for what's coming in October and November. Then I actually wrote that message and recorded it on my Spirit Connection podcast. Then that was prior to what happened 4 days after that in October with the White House getting hit, you know, with COVID-19 and President Trump and the First Lady. And I'd already had a message from the Lord and a download on how to pray. And I'm releasing this out again. I believe God's calling us right now, Lamentations 2:19. Arise, cry out in the night. At the beginning of the watches, pour out your heart like water before the Lord. It's a time right now to cry out to God. God is pouring out what is called the watchman anointing. You don't need to be an intercessor. You don't need to be a prophet to get this. The watchman anointing is powerful. In fact, you'll be flowing in if you get up, maybe get up to pray or stay up to pray or whatever it might be. I get up early. But then there's some times when God will wake you up at 2 a.m., you know, and do things. So I'm actually on God's time. I'm a times and seasons prophet. I haven't used an alarm clock in years. I just trust that he's going to, you know, allow me to operate in whatever sleep he gives me. But this is an exciting time. It's a crucial time. God wants to break me. This is what's in my prophetic word for October. He wants to break the spirit of fear, violence, and sickness with COVID-19. Fear, violence, and sickness. And you know, I don't think we've really understood the coronavirus. Kind of caught us off guard, to be really honest with you. Yes, many people are still operating in it by faith, operating, you know, through it. I am. We are in like connection. We're blessed in the mess. But overall, it's been a huge hit on the world. And we haven't really seen the anointing fully to heal this. That's being released in places. And, you know, people are walking in, I call it pockets here and there of it. I saw that earlier. I thought it'd be more widespread by now. But that's the tricky part of prophecy. And it's understanding the timing and how to respond to it. Because sometimes the Lord will give you something prophetically. And you need to respond by praying. You always need to respond by praying. But bottom line, COVID-19 is from Satan. And it was a major plan to stop the coming move of God. It's being used to cause unneeded suffering and death, crashing the economy, and stop churches from meeting together. Now, I believe the separate attack that we're seeing, the violence in the street, that's a separate attack. It's a separate, but it's a three-chord. Notice there's three things going on. A cord of three strands is not easily broken, Ecclesiastes says. So Satan is actually using a three-chord. And we want to break that three chord, bringing the spirit of fear, the spirit of violence, and the spirit of sickness. We bind and break this now. And I just believe that we're going to see a turnaround. This is the season of the year that we can get downloads from heaven. And we've just come through the Days of Awe. That's the Jewish New Year and Yom Kippur. Then I'm going to talk in a minute here and release something over the Jewish festival we just came out of, which is called Feast of Tabernacles. I'm going to release something powerful. But it's this time of year, any time of year you could do this, but it's powerful right now. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. So let's call to God right now. Lord, we call out to you. We call on your name and say, Lord, stop the violence in the street. Bind the spirit of fear and release the solutions, the anointing, both medically and supernaturally, for the coronavirus, COVID-19. Lord, we pray for the people suffering. We pray for the financial situation. We pray for churches to be able to meet again. We pray, Lord, that your will would be done. We call out according to Jeremiah 33:3, that you said you would answer us. So we're expecting to see some answers in Jesus' name. This is a season to get answers. And, you know, I was mentioning the Feast of Tabernacles. It's a really powerful time. It actually commemorates the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. And it's a happy campers day. They go 7 days, you know, they celebrate outside. Some of the Jewish people still do it, but they basically would build booths outside and stay outside for 7 days celebrating because of what God's goodness. Now, Jesus brought this into the New Testament. And in John chapter 7, he used the Feast of Tabernacles to do a couple of things. One was to reveal himself and to release an anointing that I'm about to release at the end of this broadcast. And it's a powerful time. You want to stay tuned for it. It's also known, the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles is known as Hoshana Rabbah. And that's the time that our Book of Life gets opened. It contains the assignments that got sealed at Yom Kippur, so that we're like in this 30-day period, you know. I don't know if it's exactly 30 days, but, you know, right around Rosh Hashanah, which happened in September this year, then Yom Kippur, you know, our assignment got sealed. And then on the last day of the feast, that Jesus even himself said, the last and the greatest day of the feast, which is just happened last weekend, October 9th, happened last week, and the last of the greatest days when actually your assignment for the coming year is open. And this is a really powerful time. And so really don't get legalistic about it. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. You know, just receive it by faith. But let's just take a look at Jesus when he talks about this in John chapter 7, verse 37. John 7:37. On the last and the greatest day of the festival, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink, and whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from them. Whew. This is happening right now. This is going on. Jesus stood up on that day and said, you know, if anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And he was talking about salvation. He was talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit. But he was also talking about the refreshment that you need. And I'm going to release this. I've been under a major level of refreshment over the last few days and weeks during this season this year. Jesus goes to the Feast of the Tabernacles. You can look it up in Leviticus, it talks about the different feasts and things like that, but just receive this part by faith. When he went there, very interesting, that earlier, if you just look at the context, in John chapter 7, verses 1 through 9, Jesus was around Galilee, and then, you know, he wasn't going to go down to the feast because the Jewish leaders were looking to kill him. And that's in verse 1. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brother said to him, why don't you leave Galilee and go to Judea where your disciples are? Now, here's the thing. Notice this. You'll get worldly advice to do something, you know. And Jesus got the advice, which was worldly advice. you know, he was waiting. And they even said to him, if you want to become a public figure, you need to go down to this feast. And he says, my time has not yet come for you. Any time will do. And he was going to go. He was just waiting for the timing of the Lord and the timing of the Father. In verse 8, he says, you go to the festival because my time has not yet come. And after he had said this, he stayed there in Galilee. Basically, he was praying. He resisted any human wisdom. So right now, during this season, we're going to do a prayer that we would align ourselves with heaven to get the wisdom of heaven and break off the wisdom from your friends and from the world. Verse 10, however, after this, his brothers had left him, he also went down, but he went in secret. Now notice as it says this, God will give you secret strategies to go. And when you pull away, like Jesus goes to the feast, he shows up, but he goes there in secret. He didn't reveal himself or anything like that. God's going to do something right now in the secret place. Psalm 91 is the secret place. I pray, I decree Psalm 91 every day that I'd step into that secret place, just like Jesus did. And then in John 7:14, not until halfway through the festival did Jesus actually go up to the temple courts. And he went there. And it was the last and the greatest day. And then on that day, in verse 37, on the last and the greatest day, Jesus stood up and said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Who needs a drink right now? I tell you, I do. I've been walking rivers of living water. I almost said that backwards because I'm feeling the presence. I get a little tipsy right there. And I almost said livers of living water. There's a presence of a drink of God coming right now over people, over you. Just go ahead and receive it. You don't have to laugh. You don't have to do anything. If you want to, you can. But you just receive this by faith. The rivers of living water. Wow. Who needs that drink right now? Let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink. And whoever believes in me, Jesus said, will have rivers of living water flowing within them or from them, some versions say. So Lord, we pray that there would be that spiritual flow from heaven. Bring us the drink from heaven. Bring us right now. Release this. We're going to bind right now worldly wisdom. I'm going to bind all the other things, the voices that are trying to get us off track. And now we come into agreement with that release, the John 7:37 release from heaven, the drink from heaven. Let that flow over you right now in Jesus' name. Wow, this is powerful. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. And this is just a time right now God's going to do some new things. And we'll be doing a special spiritual warfare masterclass, how to reveal and remove attacks. It's on Saturday, October 24th at 10 o'clock. And the registration is open right now. Just go to DougAddison.com/spiritual warfare. I'll go into how to pray. You don't have to be, you don't have to be an intercessor. You don't have to be a prophet. But I'm going to do everything I know right now. It's an updated training on how to deal with the attacks, how to discern what the Lord is doing, how to discern what the enemy is doing, how to stay safe in the midst of this, and how to break off the attacks that we're getting right now. All right. Well, hopefully you'll be able to attend, whether you can do it or not. Be sure to follow my daily prophetic words. Also, download the Doug Addison app in your favorite app store. Okay, see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.